So now on the Innovation Show, it's a great honor to welcome Anthony O'Callaghan, Director of Analytics and Artificial Intelligence with Johnson Controls and Vice Chair of IT at Corp. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, Aidan.
Good to have you. Let's talk about IT at Corp first before we talk about the event that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Let's focus on that and what the job is of IT at Corp.
Sure. So Aidan, IT at Corp is a non-profit, technology-focused organization in the south of Ireland. It's the largest one in existence. This year is actually our 20th year. And I suppose the organization represents over 200 member companies working in the region. The sole purpose of the organization is to foster collaboration amongst our member companies, essentially. And we do that through a number of, let's say, events that we will arrange throughout the year, such as our kind of Tech Thursday series, our upcoming annual Tech Summit, and also we have our Leaders Awards as well.
So the Tech Thursdays, what would you do on that, for example?
So we run a number of events, kind of, I suppose, profiling our member companies. So, for example, let's say 2 weeks ago, we held an event in the Teamwork offices in Cork, profiling kind of what their business is about. But we'll also hold summits on specialist topics such as artificial intelligence. We held one a number of weeks ago on the future of work, which will feature a panel of speakers from again, our kind of member companies. So the topics are quite broad, and the attendance has been very good as well over over the year. The attendance has been getting better and better at these events, and I think it's all down to the topics that we're selecting are very prevalent at the moment as well.
Brilliant, and there's been a nice little theme in the Innovation Show. We've had one of your previous members, Ronan Murphy, of SmartTech on the show, and he kind of handed the baton over to yourself, and you have a new announcement as well, so a new chair to the team?
Absolutely. So I heard, I suppose, Ronan has featured on your show a number of times, right? So I've been kind of listening into to the podcast regularly. So Ronan was our chairman for the last 2 years and did an unbelievable job for the organization and kind of really building the profile of the organization. So this week we held our AGM, and at that AGM, Caroline O'Driscoll of KPMG was elected as our new chairwoman.
Brilliant. So Caroline's in at chair and you're vice chair then. And you mentioned, so you do the Thursday talks, you profile the companies, you basically raise the profile of all these local companies around Cork. But then this annual event, which is coming up shortly, and it's right in the sweet spot for you, of course, which is your artificial intelligence love and with your job in Johnson Controls. And there's a lot of a focus on AI at that event. Can we talk about the event and some of the speakers that you have lined up, Anthony?
Yeah, so I suppose we're running this event, as I said, annually. And this year we selected, I suppose, some of the hottest themes in tech. So we broke the event up into three sections. It's over a single day, and those sections are artificial intelligence, health tech, and the future of work. So as I said, you know, three very hot themes in the tech sector today. In terms of the profile of speakers or the companies that we have in attendance, I suppose it's lining up to be a very impressive lineup. We have, you know, companies such as Salesforce, we have Infosys, we have Accenture, KPMG, and to name a few, also represented by government bodies like the IDA. And then we also have the academic sector. So let's say from speakers coming from UCC, etc. as well. So kind of giving that kind of broad spectrum of industry experts, I would say, all coming with their own viewpoint. What we're also doing this year is we're introducing some speakers from a customer facing perspective, right? So I suppose we have, you know, a great speaker called Nigel Ackland coming to the event as well, who's pioneering one of the most advanced artificial intelligence bionic, or the world's most advanced artificial arm, this year as well, right? So kind of giving that spin from a customer's perspective as well, right, on the impact that technology has had on his life.
Brilliant, because that's one of the things, you know, and it's, you've heard some of the shows before that we did on AI in particular, and, you know, a lot of this is about enhancing the human role to make us focus on I suppose, the bigger picture rather than the actual doing of the job. And we're going to hand that rote task or that linear task over to the AI. That's the goal here, not to hand the entire job over to the AI and then start reading newspapers. And ironically, where the AIs are replacing newspapers anyway.
I guess, you know, even in my day-to-day job, I get this question every single time. And it's a topic that, you know, pops up on any discussion related to AI is, you know, is AI going to take over the world? Is it going to replace all our jobs? And my view on this is very simple. I think that AI is very much around, let's say, complementing the employee and you know, helping them to get the analysis faster and kind of raise their profile, let's say, within their own job to a higher level. So it's not about replacing the employee, it's around enabling them to do their job better. I mean, I'm sure, let's say, as we advance down the AI path in a number of years, it will replace roles for sure. But I think where we're at right now, it's certainly around empowering rather than replacing, I would say. Brilliant. And that's one of the key themes that, you know, we want to address in this summit is around how companies, you know, like Johnson Controls, like the EMCs of the world, etc., how they can start to embrace AI in a very practical way as well and get started.
Yeah, because it sees things that we don't see. I remember I saw the movie The Big Short. I don't know if you've seen it. Fantastic book and movie. The thing I thought was really interesting was the main character's focus. And I know he had Asperger's, but Asperger's gives you this gift of extreme focus when you pick what you want to focus upon. And it was his ultra focus to spot not only the gaps, I suppose, in the lending, but then the gaps within the gaps. And that really dawned on me as a kind of an analogy for AI, because that's what AI will do. Machine learning will do that. It will spot those things that, if you will, the human brain won't spot. The normal human brain won't spot. People obviously gifted with Asperger's will see those things if they choose to, but the rest of us won't. And even somebody who's an expert in their job won't see things the same way as machines or AI will see them.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of one of the areas, well, let's say that's certainly one of the areas that we're seeing the best use cases for AI. It's definitely speeding up the analysis, right? And one of the easiest or one of the best applications I've seen of AI is in the field of cybersecurity. So, you know, as you're seeing yourself, the number of threats are increasing on a daily basis, right? And I suppose we have a limited number of, you know, people to focus on the threats and to be able to separate the noise into real events, right? So if you can introduce something like AI there to speed up the analysis on what's a real threat or what's just noise, and then I suppose route the real threats to somebody that can take action. I think, let's say, in those kind of scenarios, AI is just a match made in heaven. And that can also be applied, let's say, within the enterprise as well, from a, you know, from a supply chain perspective, from a financial perspective, you know, across the board, we're seeing applications of AI. It's certainly moved beyond the traditional application of applying AI within enterprise IT. The focus for us right now is kind of pushing AI back into the business and using AI to solve those complex issues that normally would require an army of people, but we can now take that army of people and apply them to focus on much bigger problems. So AI for us is really around kind of speeding up the analysis and separating the noise from the real important events, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. And we had Dennis Mortensen, and say regular listeners are sick of me quoting him, because he had this great line that all AI does is answer the questions, but it's up to us to ask the questions, the human. Absolutely. So the human is the master, not the servant in this case. But Anthony, going back to the event, because you know, you've really whet the appetite there with some of the nuggets there of AI, etc., at the event. But can we get to the details? So the event, when it is, you know, is it open to all, etc., etc.?
Yeah. So the event is happening on Thursday, the 4th of May. So it's kicking off at 8 a.m. and we're hoping to finish at about 4:35 p.m. So it's happening in Cork City Hall. We launched the ticket sales, let's say, last month. They've been going extremely well, and it is open to both members and non-members. And we've recently just launched a student ticket as well, based on the demand that we're seeing. I think it's important that we can kind of bring I suppose, let's say, bring that cohort of students as well to the event, right? Because it's such an important such an important group as well to have at the event.
Yeah, and we'll deploy an AI to spot if somebody's a student or not at the event. The Terminator. We actually deployed the Terminator we've been working on in Johnson Controls.
You know far too much about us.
This interview's over. Skynet is aware. Absolutely. Skynet is aware. All right, Anthony. Well, listen, that's great. So Thursday, 4th of May at 8 a.m. in Cork is the event. And I'll be there, obviously, myself. I look forward to it and look forward to hopefully catching up with a few of the speakers and maybe doing a few interviews for the show.
So it's fantastic. Been
a pleasure talking to you, Anthony O'Callaghan, Director of Analytics and Artificial Intelligence with Johnson Controls and Vice Chair with IT at Cork. Thanks for joining us.
Fantastic. Thanks, Aidan.